glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Listen to these selected passages of Scripture. Through Jesus Christ, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that give thanks to His name. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Give thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From these words of Holy Writ, we find the command of thanksgiving given to Christians. It would be impossible not to understand our duty toward God without being convicted that we should give thanks to our Heavenly Father. I would like to encourage all our listeners to receive today's message on the subject of thanksgiving as a source of encouraging our sense of gratitude for the blessings that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord.
How do you explain? How do you describe a love that goes from east to west and runs as deep as it is wide? You know all our hopes, Lord, you know all our fears, and words cannot express the love we feel, but we long for you to hear. So listen to our hearts,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirit sing,
and hear our sing,
a song of praise,
a simple song of praise.
The words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are, but words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
If words could fall like rain from these lips of mine, and if I had a thousand years, Lord, I would still run out of time. But if you listen to my heart, every beat will say, thank you for the life, thank you for the truth, thank you for the way. So listen to our heart,
oh Lord, please listen,
hear our spirit sing,
and hear us,
a song of praise that flows
song of praise
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
So listen to our hearts.
And hear us sing
a song of praise,
a simple song of praise
from those you have redeemed. We will use the words we know to tell you what an awesome God you are. But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
But words are not enough to tell you of our love, so listen to our hearts.
There is no doubt in my mind that the teachings of the Bible have led our nation to take a day in November to celebrate Thanksgiving. Nowhere in God's Word can we find the instruction for our nation or any nation anywhere on earth to set aside a day for giving thanks. The influence of Christian scriptures as the inspired Word of God has led to our national holiday of Thanksgiving. God's teaching about our gratitude makes it very appropriate for us to spend time reflecting upon our blessings. Why shouldn't we give thanks? With our faith in Christ, the Christian community acknowledges that our blessings come from the Lord. James tells us that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights. It is not that we are so very smart or wise, talented, and gifted that bring such blessings. We yield the honor and glory to the Father who watches over us, who protects us, who has compassion upon us. In my preparations for a Bible study, I was reading about the king of Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar. This portion of Daniel's history tells us of the 7 years of insanity that the Lord God brought upon this king. It is evident that Nebuchadnezzar thought that all of the greatness of Babylon, all of the majesty of the great nation he ruled, all of the power and glory was due to him. He was praising himself for doing it all, for making it all happen, when he became insane and began to live like an ox, to eat grass and live among the animals. His pride filled his heart. He gave no glory or honor to God. He instead bestowed the honor of it all upon himself. And what a striking way for God to bring reality to this prideful man and king. I'm very thankful to have known since I was a child that I owe my very life and breath and all things to God, and that it is in Him that I live and move and have an existence. Faith in God the Father, God the Creator, God the Eternal One of heaven and earth convicts me of the blessings that He gives not only to me, but to all the world. When the Apostle Paul preached the gospel of Jesus Christ in the city of Athens, Greece, he sought to persuade these very intelligent folks that the unknown God they worshipped was indeed the only true and living God, and to Him and Him alone should they give thanks for life and everything in it. It is not only the physical blessings that should be acknowledged as coming from God. The Apostle Peter wrote to Christ's disciples that God had bestowed all spiritual blessings upon us in Christ. Eternal life, the hope of eternal life, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God are all among those spiritual blessings that God has provided. Since God has unconditionally loved the world and has offered His grace to us through faith and obedience to Christ Jesus, His Son, it is so very, very appropriate that we respond with our sacrifices of praise, the fruit of our lips that give thanks to Him in Christ. Some of us have some very time-honored traditions for Thanksgiving Day. I have some very fond memories of this annual celebration with my family from my youth. How sweet it is to engage in special days with family and friends. For some of us, time and circumstances have changed. Some traditions that have been set for many years have also changed. New ones are to be made. Others of us may never develop set traditions surrounding Thanksgiving. Whatever it may be for you and your family and friends, let us be reminded that as followers of Jesus, disciples of Christ, we have a duty to render thanks to God for all, in all circumstances, for everything. What an appropriate day to be mindful of all that God has done and to then offer our own personal thanks to Him. I am certain that the real blessing of being thankful comes to those who give thanks. Much like the teachings of Christ about giving, He said, "Give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, shaken down, running over, it shall pour into your lap." And so, let us give thanks to God.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.